As regards the second factor, although all the causes serving together as the source of its arising were, as I've said, the abnormal conditions of their ordinary being existence, in my opinion, the basic cause is their famous subdivision into castes, which has become established for their mutual relationships and has existed there uninterruptedly, except in the period when the results of the most saintly labors of Ashad Ashirmash had definitely taken root in them. The only difference is that in former centuries, this division into different castes proceeded from the consciousness and initiative of certain independent individuals there, whereas now this proceeds quite automatically without the participation of the will or consciousness of anyone. Now, my boy, I find it opportune to explain to you briefly in what way and in what progression these favorites of yours became automatically sorted out into their different celebrated classes, and also how later they began by themselves to subdivide into castes. Whenever, through various chance circumstances, a substantial group of your favorites concentrates somewhere in order to exist together, certain of them, in whom for some reason or other the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffer have already been thoroughly crystallized, which gives to their common presence the impulse for what is called cunning, and in whose hands there are at that time many different what are called means of intimidation, or what they call themselves weapons, soon set themselves apart from the other beings, and putting themselves at their head, constitute the beginnings of what is called the ruling class. And further, since in all three brain beings of the planet Earth, particularly of recent periods, the sacred being impulse called conscience takes no part in the functioning of their ordinary consciousness, as a result of which they lack even the desire for making any conscious being effort at all, the beings who have thus set themselves apart as the ruling class, making use of these terrifying means of intimidation, compel the other beings of the given group to produce for them even those efforts which every being should without fail make for himself in his ordinary being existence. And the other beings of the group, also for the same reasons, not wishing to produce these being efforts themselves, least of all for others, and at the same time fearing the means of intimidation of the beings of the ruling class, begin to resort to all kinds of cunning in order to unload onto their neighbors' backs the being efforts which are inevitably required by the ruling class. The usual result is that the beings of every such group gradually sort themselves out and fall into different categories according to the degree of their artfulness. And it is precisely their division into categories of this kind that leads to further subdivision in subsequent generations and the assignment of one or another into these famous castes of theirs. This relegating of one another to castes of different kinds infallibly crystallizes in the common presence of each of them toward the beings belonging to other castes the being data for what is called hatred. Just those data which are never found in any other beings in the whole of our great universe, and which in turn invariably engender in the common presence of all your favorites those impulses shameful for three brain beings, which they call envy, jealousy, adultery, and many others of the same sort. And so, my boy. These terrifying processes of reciprocal destruction and of the annihilation of everything they have attained ensue partly from the following cause. In certain periods when the action of the cosmic law of Solianensis makes itself felt in their common presence, arousing in them the mentioned need for freedom, then, on the one hand, the intensity of action of the data already inherent in them for constantly engendering the impulse of timidity in front of power possessors automatically diminishes, while on the other hand, the intensity of action of these strange beings provoking hatred toward beings of other castes increases. That is why I said that this subdivision of your favorites into castes, bringing about in its total result those uniquely strange being data, which manifest more and more in their functioning and flow, as you have doubtless been convinced by everything I've told you, from the conditions of their abnormal, ordinary being existence, serves chiefly as the second factor for the arising of these terrifying processes. These terrible processes usually arise and flow in the following sequence. It always begins like this. Under the influence of the action of Solianensis, several beings from one or another group, in whom data for engendering that strange impulse toward beings of other castes, particularly those of the ruling class, happen to have been crystallized more strongly than in the rest, see and feel reality more than the others, and begin, as is said there, to rant. And these ranting orators become, for those around them, what at the present time are usually called leaders. And further, thanks to this ranting, and also thanks to the activities of the cosmic law of Solianensis, which always combine abnormally in their presence, others in their turn begin to rant. And when this uproar among the ordinary beings begins to act too cacophonously upon what are called the effeminate nerves of the left half of certain power-possessing beings of the community, and these latter give orders to those whose jobs it is to grease with what is called Scottish cream the navels of several particularly vociferous clamorers, it is then that these excesses of theirs begin and rise progressively to a climax, yet in the end, to the misfortune of your favorites, they always lead to nothing. If these processes of theirs had improved the existence of beings of subsequent generations, even a little, then perhaps, from the point of view of a strictly impartial observer, they might not appear to be so terrible. But to the misfortune of all the three-brained beings of our great universe, no sooner does the blissful action of this lawful cosmic manifestation cease, and these terrifying processes come to an end, than the same old story begins again, and their ordinary being existence grows more bitter than before. And parallel with this, what is called the same awareness of the sense and aim of their existence deteriorates. And it deteriorates, in my opinion, chiefly because after these processes, the leaders of the former ruling class are usually replaced by beings from other castes, which have never had among their representatives, either of the present or past generations, persons of any experience, conscious or unconscious, of that being manifestation which gives the ability to direct the process of outer existence, and sometimes even of inner existence, of surrounding beings who, although similar to them, have not yet attained to that degree of reason. In all justice, it must be admitted that although in the common presence of the three-brained beings of the former ruling class, the data present in their subconscious for engendering real being conscience also did not take part in the functioning of their waking consciousness, these beings at least did have the habit of ruling, acquired by heredity, and improving automatically from generation to generation. On the other hand, in the presence of the beings who have newly attained to power, not only is real being conscience absent, as in the beings of the former ruling class, but in addition, certain charms begin to manifest in a particularly stormy way and to give extraordinary and terrible results. Charms which, in general, are crystallized in the presence of terrestrial three-brain beings, especially of recent times, in consequence of the properties of the organ kunda buffer, such as vanity, pride, self-conceit, self-love, and others, whose functioning in them is still quite fresh, having almost never before been satisfied to a sufficient degree. To these terrestrial beings who become impromptu power possessors, with no hereditary data at all in themselves, for even the automatic ability to rule, one of the sayings of our dear teacher can be fittingly applied. I have yet to meet that idiot, used to shuffling about in a pair of old slippers, who would feel comfortable in smart new shoes. And really, my boy, each time the action of Solianensis comes to an end and a relatively normal existence begins again among your favorites, the freshly baked, power-possessing beings cut those capers, thanks to which there is a continuing increase of the birth rate of what are called slugs, snails, lice, cockroaches, and many similar parasites which destroy everything good on that planet.